So welcome to Blind Time, everybody. We're Juicy List for a little while. She said she'll be back soon. She's having a baby emergency.
Whatever that means.
It may be a food baby. Welcome to Blind Time.
Stop singing.
Can I just ask, when did you change the cover art?
A couple weeks ago.
Okay.
So the reason why we're getting together is because we realized we haven't recorded in like 6 months.
It hasn't been that long, but it feels like it.
Oh my God.
And actually, Big Fatty called me on the carpet about it on the Twitter.
Oh, and of course, we've got the, yes, Big Fatty.
What's that?
The Twitter.
He said you need to record a little shoe soon, which means he's yelling at me. So here we are.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
He's yelling at me.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2608. The BFO for Thursday, the 25th of January, 2018. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to do a little bit of nattering. We've got some more number one fan entries. And can you hear that? Can you hear it? Yes, everybody, we hear it. We hear it. Time Flyers, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you're Time Flyers. Because y'all, can you believe? Can you believe it has already been 1 month since Crema? Big Fatty, where does the time fly? I don't know. But y'all, just 11 more months until we hit Crema again. Big Fatty, I'll go ahead and prepare my list. Oh, and if you need mine, it's over there at that lesbian shipping service.
No, no, born is the king of
Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. We hear it. Y'all, as I do on Hump Day, y'all went to the Von's East during my lunch hour. I looked through the circular. They didn't have a whole lot, but Big Fatty, you sure did spend a lot. I got in there and I found some good deals. Y'all, they had the Hallmark cards. buy one, get one free. So, y'all, I needed to get a couple of cans, so I took advantage of that. Y'all, they had the Thomas's English Muffins, buy one, get one free. Plus, I had a coupon. If you bought one, you got an extra amount off. Y'all, and y'all, they had a new flavor, banana bread. Flavored English muffins. And y'all, that just sounded kind of good, so I thought I'd give that a try. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I had I've been wanting some chili, and y'all, I had a coupon for some of that Homel chili, and y'all, I decided I had to buy two cans of it, and y'all, it was on sale, so I picked up a couple of cans of that. y'all, they had the Blue Diamond almonds on sale, buy one, get one free, and a digital coupon for that, so I picked up a couple of boxes of that. Y'all, they had the Spring Mix Garden Solid, two for $4, so I got a couple of things of that. Y'all, they had the, you know, that good citrus solid, little cups of the citrus solid that I like. They were $10 for $10, so I got five of those. To make my chili even better, y'all, I picked up some lean ground beef in the 3-pound pack. You get an extra discount if you buy 3 pounds at a time. so I got that. Y'all, I've mentioned these before. Y'all, the packages of the little plum rose baby back barbecue spare ribs. They will buy one, get one free, and y'all will like to get those and then throw them on the grill and get that char on them. Y'all, they're just, and I usually don't like this kind of stuff, but y'all, they're just delicious. Y'all, they had the Cheez-Its on sale, buy one, get one free, so I got a couple of boxes of those. Took them into the coal mine, and y'all, I spent $51.69, but I saved $39.90. Yes, Big Freddy!
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Big Fatty, it's time to swing the axe. Cue the music.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our ex Big Fatty question today comes to us from the future, from down under. Y'all, it is from the little Aussie battler. Scotty, what you got?
So, Big Fatty, here's my question. New Orleans, August, the South of America, should be summer, but I'm just wondering, do I need to bring a jumper? Because I know here in Australia, when it's summer and you go down to Victoria or Tasmania, it can be freezing cold and you still need to wear jumpers, especially at night. So please tell me, will I need to wear a jumper or bring some jumpers to New Orleans in August? Thank you. This is Scotty, your little Aussie battler. Bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that of course is Scotty. And Scotty, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. This is an excellent question. Yes, Big Fatty. Scotty, a couple of things will come into play here. Number one, I know that you are reaching a certain age where, you know, there's a chill in the air whenever. But I can assure you, you will be closer to the equator than you would be in Tasmania, which is closer to the South Pole. So I don't think you'll need a jumper out in the city. Now, you may need a slicker and your rubbers, but I don't think you'll need a jumper out in the city. But you might need a camisole there in the motel. Yes, Big Buddy! Dear Big Fatty, y'all, we got just over a week left to get your entry in to be the number one fan of the BFO for 2018. Y'all, all you have to do is send an e-letter to ruined@bigfattyonline.com, and in the subject line, just put number one fan, and then in the body, in 25 words or less, tell Big Fatty why you want to be the number one fan of the BFO for 2018. Y'all, you have to have it in by 6 p.m. in the evening on For Right the tooth of February, and that's in the only time zone that matters, Eastern Standard Time. Y'all, there's one entry per person, and the only person not eligible is our current number one fan, my youngest daughter, Nessa. So y'all, you've got just about a week to go. Get them in. Yes, Big Fatty! Big Freddy, you started talking too soon. I did. Y'all, I just want to tell you about an extra coupon that I took advantage of. Y'all, you know, my American's Express card, they send me these offers from time to time. And you just select the offers that you want to take advantage of. Well, y'all, one of them was for the Sam's Club. And, y'all, I thought it was to go in the Sam's Club and buy something. And then they give you credit. Well, y'all, you had to order something on samsclub.com. Well, y'all, I had a little JBL wireless Bluetooth speaker. Y'all, and the connector it wasn't working right, and it wasn't charging right, and it was more frustrating than anything. So y'all, I went over there to the Sam's.com, and y'all, they had one of those iHome Bluetooth speakers, and it had a good solid connector on it, and everything like that. It wasn't one of those flimsy kind of things. And, y'all, it was $45, and the offer was that if you spent $30 or more at samsclub.com, then they would give you a $15 one-time credit to your American's Express card. Well, y'all, I said, well, you know what? I think I'm going to do that. So, y'all, I ordered, and it came Tuesday evening. And y'all used it Wednesday morning, listened to a little show. I think I was listening to the Archer talk about the Oscars while I was touching myself in a as I was bathing. I couldn't be happier with it. And y'all, after it arrived on Tuesday evening, I got an e-letter from the samsclub.com, says, hey, McReady, thank you for using the samsclub.com, and to thank you, we're giving you a $10 coupon that you can use on your next visit, or you can use it in one of the Sam's Club stores. So, y'all, the speaker I bought for $45, I got 15 of it back, and then I've got an extra $10. So y'all, that's $25. And y'all, you know, that's a good coupon. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, speaking of Sam's Club, y'all, I went and filled up the old Ruby Red. Y'all, gas has shot up a little bit. $2.25 a gallon. Big Fatty, how will you survive? Well, I don't know, but I'm gonna try to find a way. Y'all, I have gotten some more entries into the number one fan contest, and I want to read them to you. Y'all, that Princess Hanna has written and says, hey, McReady, because I can make a coupon scream and inspire others to do? Big Freddy. Also, because it helps to give you more content when we call in with our savings. Sorry. I did it in 28 words. Well, you know, I think we'll let this go, because I think that you've got an extra. Extra word or two in there. So we'll ask the judges. Judges, will we accept this entry? Okay, well, there you have it. The judges have accepted the entry. Speaking of entries, our next entry, y'all, comes from Boston Josh. You know, he was at the Horror Hotel for the Leather Weather Weekend. He says, hey, Big Fatty, Big Fatty, what have you done? Y'all, I've opened some kind of iBooks or something. I don't know what that is. He says, hey, Big Fatty, I think I should be a number one fan for 2018 to prove that anyone who has been a longtime listener and D-lurks can be the best cheerleader for the little show, Boston Joshua. Well, Josh, that's an excellent entry, and you're so right. You can de-lurk and let Big Fatty know that you're listening. Y'all, kind of like our next entry. Y'all, it's from that Denny up there in the Chicago's. You know, I've met Denny in person many, many years ago, and y'all, I thought... Unsubscribe. Yes, Big Fatty, they all eventually unsubscribe. Surprised me and said, oh, no, I'm still listening, Big Fatty. And he says, hey, Bug Fatty. Bug Fatty. Okay, Bug Fatty. Says, I'd like to be the number one fan because I'll try anything once. Some things twice and a few things three times. Thanks, Denny from the Chicago's. And Denny, thank you so much for that. Y'all, someone else who de-lurked, that Randy up in the Pennsylvania. He's gotten his entry in. It says, hey, Big Fatty, I'm writing to enter the number one fan contest for 2018. I even have my husband, Tom, listening now. Big Fatty, I thought he loved his husband. Why would he do anything like that to that poor man? Well, I don't know. It says, I should be the number one fan because I haven't missed one little show since I started listening over 2 years ago. That's right. Not one feat, burp, or gentleman caller. Much love from Pennsylvania, Randy. Big Fatty, he hadn't missed one feat. I think that's supposed to be fart. But Big Fatty, the spell check is getting them all today. But Randy, I'm glad you hadn't missed a feat either. Big Fatty. And y'all, our final. This catches us up on all the entries that have come in so far. Our final one, y'all, is from that Kingsley. And y'all, I believe Kingsley was like the number two fan or number three fan 2 years ago or 3 years ago. I don't have the list in front of me right now. But it says, Herbie Freddy, pick me to be the number one fan. If not, pick Francie. I just love her. Love Kingsley. Well, Kingsley, thank you so much for that. And I'm sure Francie is touched. Yes, Big Fatty, not necessarily inappropriately. Anyway, y'all, time is running out. Y'all, by the way, if you happen to see my youngest daughter, Nessa, I've sent her an e-letter, but y'all, I've not heard back from her. I've got to get her step-down speech. Yes, Big Fatty, we need to review that before she delivers it live during halftime of the Superb Owl, y'all, which is exactly when we will choose the number one fan for 2018 during halftime of the Superb Owl. Yes, Big Fatty! Oh, Nick, I see y'all. I hope you have a lovely... Just a lovely Thursday, y'all. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Of course you will, Big Fatty. You always repeat yourself. And y'all, after eating this chili, I'm probably gonna be repeating myself too. Y'all, well, where does the time go? But anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Mr. Cackle and the kids from over there at the Blime Time. And Mr. Cackle, just out of curiosity, I know you listen to the little show, but can you just let us in on the secret of your very favorite part of listening to Big Fatty?
He's yelling at me.
Oh, Big Fatty, you yell at Mr. Cackle, probably with good reason.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.